Taoiseach, I have constantly raised side-by-side rebuilding under the defective concrete scheme through amendments, motion in the House and parliamentary questions. And this is happening in people's homes right now. For many families, side-by-side building is the only workable way to rebuild while staying within their communities in Donegal. The government has indicated that it will be available in certain limited circumstances, but those circumstances are not clear and the provision is not yet operational. Families still do not know how it will apply to them, and the uncertainty is causing real difficulty in planning and rebuilding and for families to actually move forward. And I'm dealing with families directly and speaking to them every single day, and these families' cases are coming through my office where people are trying to understand and how they're meant to proceed. So there's a significant number that are affected, and they are older homeowners and disabled homeowners. And the side-by-side building is a way for them to move forward. And the delays being put into place at the moment, there's consequences for them and their rebuilds to move forward because it's time-sensitive. And it also avoids moving disabled and older people out of their communities when you can build in the same, if they've got the land next to each other, and move forward and proceed. So families remain on site. There is no rental payments and there's no storage costs. Everything is there and it's fiscally responsible and it allows them to move on. I'm dealing with a family in Kerrykeel with a child who's severely disabled and who currently are dealing with electrical issues with the house because the house is structurally unsound, it's moving. That child, well, she's 18 now, next week, is on an air mattress that when it goes down, she's prone to ulcers and back sores. So her framework for her house cannot be bolted to the house because the house is not suitable. So they are waiting to go. The house is there that they're in, but the house they're waiting to build is out in the garden. We're waiting for approval. We need approval and we're needing answers. So my question to you is, when will this commence and when will it allow homeowners who have the space and the capacity to carry out side-by-side rebuilding to do so under the scheme? And will it set out clearly when this will be operational?
Thank you. Deputy Taoiseach, please.
First of all, could I say that the entire defective concrete block schemes has moved on apace, and I think that needs to be acknowledged as well over the last number of years. And the $293 million has been provided this year alone for the remediation of homes affected by defects, including pyrite, apartment defects and defective concrete blocks. And the pace has accelerated, in particular over the past 2 years. $155 million spent in 2025. That compared to just under $60 million in 2024. And as the scheme ramps up, more sufficient additional funding will be provided as required. As you know, the overall cost is estimated at about $2.2 billion. We want to design that the scheme is designed, as the government's commitment, delivered in a manner that meets the real need of homeowners in an efficient and effective manner. Currently, over 3,000 homeowners are at various stages of the scheme. The data is clear too, that many are availing of it, and that the grant rates, which were set and increased in 2024, are based on expert advice, are at a level to ensure that homeowners will get the money they need to put their homes right, and that the grant scheme follows the most up-to-date science, which is particularly important. And changes were made to the scheme late in 2024 to take account of the most recent research. Now, a forthcoming bill, the bill will make amendments to the grant scheme to allow changes to be implemented by the administrators of the grant scheme. And that will allow grant rates and payments under the scheme to increase up to 10%. In relation to the specific question, I will engage with the Minister in terms of what's the latest position on that. But bear in mind that I think what you're suggesting is that a house would be built adjacent while the existing house is being repaired. I mean, in special areas or right across the board? No, I mean, it's an important. I mean, the scale and pace of this is growing enormously. So I will talk to the Minister and ask him to engage with you in terms of clarity on that specific point, where can, particularly families that are under pressure with either disabilities or with wider range of issues.
Okay.
respect, right? There's 300 homes built in the last 5 years. There's 3,000 people in the scheme currently trying to go through the scheme that are stuck in the scheme. So families are waiting for the basic. A side-by-side is you go into an acre of land, you can have a house on one side and that's defective and a house on the other, pull it down, keep the family still in this house until this other house is rebuilt, and then pull it down and move them over. That's what we're waiting on. That's what people are waiting on. If their capacity is there to do it, that family I'm talking about in Kerrykeel have a child with a severe disability that has basically been waiting to move for 3 years on the scheme and cannot get side-by-side waiting. There's a reality going on here that this scheme is only at 2% capacity. When it starts to move and it starts to crank up, we acknowledge the money's been spent, but the money's been spent, there's only 300 homes built. 3,000 people caught in this scheme, and thousands of more are currently waiting. My colleagues in Donegal are all dealing with this,
and we know
what's going on in the ground.
Taoiseach will respond.
Yeah, and I've spoken to people in Donegal, and I've spoken to people, public representatives, who said there is real momentum in the scheme, and don't give the exact same. It's not your question, Deputy Loughlin. What I would say to you is this scheme is. Look.
Don't interrupt.
We announced this. There's
allow his answer.
New asks all of the time in relation to the scheme. Like, we need to get on with it and get it delivered. No, we do. And the legislation has changed, expert advice has changed, the science has changed. Government commitment is absolutely 100% in terms of delivering this scheme. And 3,000 people are not trapped in the scheme. They're engaged in the scheme and involved in the scheme at different stages.